The remote worker, company of one. The soul that learns solitude isn't the absence of company, it's the presence of yourself. You've built a whole liturgy out of an empty apartment. The same mug, the same corner of the couch angled away from the window glare, the cursor blinking in a dock nobody's watching you write. Today that quiet keeps its promise. The lamp you turn on at 4 p.m. because the light's already going will feel less like a chore and more like a small ceremony you're glad to keep. Expect the day to confirm what you already suspect, that you think more clearly when no one's performing at you. A message from someone in a busier, louder job will land like it's from another planet, and you'll notice, with quiet satisfaction, that you don't envy it. What may cross your path? A video call runs long, and the thing you say near the end, the thing you've been quietly turning over all morning, is the one that lands the mail carrier, or a delivery knock, is the first human voice you hear before noon. And it's oddly welcome you catch your own reflection in a dark monitor between meetings, and hold its gaze a beat longer than usual an old coworker from an office job messages you something that makes your current quiet feel like the better trade. Let the solitude keep doing its work. It's sharpening you, not shrinking you. Just make sure today's silence is chosen, not just the one that happened to you by default. Your mantra, my own company is enough to think clearly in.